AI can help you save time. My name is Caleb. I'm the host of Web Talks, and that's what we're going to be talking about today. But beforehand, I want to just add a little prefix to this episode. I am renaming Web3 Talks to Web Talks. I want to see how that turns out. I want to see if it becomes more relevant to people in terms of the name, because the content alone, we talk a lot about Web3. That's why it was called Web3 Talks. But we also just cover the internet as a whole, internet using it to make money, how to set up your face of the company so that people like it. I mean, digital marketing, how to improve conversions, how to get more leads, how to optimize your website to be faster so you don't lose leads, because at the end of the day, that's really the point. I mean, to take it a step back, the point of a website is to convert. That's all it's supposed to do. It's not supposed to look nice. It's not to flaunt it to all of your competitors. It's to take customers from your competitors. So let's talk about ChatGPT. And this is really aimed towards professionals. Like with the podcast as a whole, I want to make it easy for professionals to take advantage of the new internet tools, the new way of doing things on the internet, the new internet. The definition of Web3 is, well, it's multifaceted, but one of my definitions, it's the next generation of the internet. It's new ways to make money. It's new ways to get feedback. And I've been exploring a lot of different analytics tools for my website, for the website of some of my clients. And, you know, among them, I will say Microsoft Clarity, Google Analytics. So the best tools are free. The best tools to use for feedback are free. The next best tool, if not the new best tool, is to literally ask your community what they want. That's Web3. Web3 is reaching out to your community. Web3 is community driven. So earlier, I'll touch on this again, but earlier I mentioned ChatGPT. So I want to talk about that real quick. So ChatGPT has a new competitor, and guess who's at the face of it? Elon Musk. So he's coming out with an AI called Grok. That's G-R-O-K. And this is more for the sake of news. I want to maybe challenge some viewpoints people have and see if there's anything else besides ChatGPT that you should and could be using. I'll share my quick thought on what you should be using right now as a professional to save yourself some time. I'll also preface and say that AI tools are not here to create. They are not here to do for you. They are here to assist you. And not only are they here to assist you as an option, you should be using these tools. If you're not using AI tools in any way, shape, or form in 2023, right now, you should be. Everyone else is using it. You shouldn't be using it for the sake that everybody else is using it, but in the same way that in business, you have to copy delicious new industry standards from your competitors as quickly as you can if it's something that people enjoy. And before I touch on ChatGPT's rival, I'm just going to explore that just with a quick example, what I just said. TikTok came out. It blew up overnight, seemingly. They just spammed their advertisements and all the rest of their marketing. They threw it in the face of Gen Z. And I was one of these people. I saw the TikTok ad across all of my social media for months. I saw it on everything. I mean, back then I was using Snapchat. I was using Instagram. I saw it everywhere. Kept telling me to install it. I finally did. They were so aggressive with their marketing. And they got so many people to use that platform and to become accustomed to this new vertical video short form kind of style of consuming content that who was the first person to copy it? I think Instagram maybe, or were YouTube? Instagram had their reels. I want to say it was Instagram. And then YouTube had their shorts. Snapchat started to add some sort of for you functionality that TikTok had with the short form vertical video. So my point is all these other companies had to adopt it. Now, if you look, this is everywhere. You can even see reels on Facebook You can see, I think, don't quote me on this, I think LinkedIn, if not coming soon. And then they just announced it on another platform that everybody uses, and I just can't remember which one. What was it? It doesn't matter. The point is it's on every platform. In that same way, I think everybody should be using ChatGPT. So what is ChatGPT? It's a large language model. I'm actually just going to, I want to look up the definition because I have my own definition. Or rather, not my own definition, but my own function for ChatGPT, what it should do, what it can do for you. A large language model, so this is from Google. A large language model is a type of language model notable for its ability to achieve general purpose language understanding and generation. And so what ChatGPT can do is it's trained on a lot of data. It's trained on a very large amount of data, incredibly vast. I think it's in the terabytes, if not the, I guess terabytes is not that much these days, maybe petabytes of, you know, maybe it is. I think it's 400 terabytes. I don't know where I'm getting that number from, but I think I saw that it was 400. It's a lot of different pieces of data. So in a way where it is able to look at different patterns, it's able to look at peaks. It takes, it kind of pulls the curtain back on language. I'm not talking just about the English language. I'm talking about language as a whole, how language works, why we use certain words. So it looks at kind of the patterns. What does that look like for you? Let's say that you are coming up with a campaign. You want to come up with copy. As an entrepreneur, people are always getting burned out by trying to create all of their, and not just entrepreneurs, right? This is for professionals and as a whole. But entrepreneurs, because in my experience, I have more of an experience within this. I'm an entrepreneur. I started this company, Web3 Insanity, which is now Web Insanity. But still web3insanity.com. Anyway, from the standpoint of an entrepreneur, you can't get everything done on your own, right? And then a lot of times, this was true for many years, you didn't have enough money to outsource a lot of these different functions, like writing copy, writing a marketing plan, etc. That was for the companies. That was for people that could afford the couple thousand here, couple thousand there to outsource. And I mean, just for companies to hire. Everything's an expense. And as an entrepreneur, you're by yourself. You're not going to have the $120,000 to spend on a copywriter, or the $80,000, however much. I think senior copywriter is what, $100,000 average. I don't know, $80,000. So ChatGPT can do that for you. So you get 60% of the way, can get the other 40% of the way to you. I'm sorry, to your goal. So you're writing, you have a customer persona, you are selling t-shirts, Hawaiian t-shirts to older white moms. I know that that's very random. But again, customer persona. In marketing, you have to know who you're selling to, and you have to have at least some sort of data analytics that you can point to be able to settle to those people better and serve them better and know more about them. So let's say you know the persona, you put it into ChatGPT. How would I write a Facebook ad for so-and-so? How would I write a Facebook ad for this t-shirt? Once you know your unique value proposition, I mean, I would hope at that point you're seeing some revenue and you have your unique value proposition, your unique sales proposition, and you tell ChatGPT, this is my unique sales proposition. I guess I could be doing it now just to see what the response would be. But I've done this so many times, I've been able to kind of get a pattern. So this, what is this? What am I talking about? I'm replacing the function of reaching out to a copywriter and paying them a one-off fee or hiring them to continually do this for you, where you know the customer persona, you have a basic marketing plan in place, you know who you're selling to, you have enough data to be able to maybe sell to those people again. You can go to ChatGPT and it knows enough to be able to give you, or at least point you in the right direction, right? Even if ChatGPT doesn't get you 100% of the way, it can at least make sense of the chaos going on in your mind, especially in the mind of a creative in marketing, creative in any sense, even a business person, people that are looking at the bigger picture. It's hard to formulate the exact words. A lot of times it's a lot of mental stress for an executive or somebody at the top to be able to synthesize what it is they're thinking about, how to get it from this big idea to your front doorstep, to the customer's front doorstep. There's a lot that is involved, a whole lot. They say in advertising or at some point in my marketing academic journey, I was taught that the packaging is the silent salesman and your website is your salesman. I don't want to get too off track here, but the new model of selling is really content. That's the top of your funnel. So I know that sounds like I'm over the place. It's because I just mentioned websites, right? We're talking about large language models. We're talking about getting a product from this big idea that you have to the front doorstep of your customer. What's involved there? What's the final step? The final step is the salesman. The old model is direct selling, selling to somebody, answering their questions, closing the sale. The new model, when the internet hit the scene, when the dot-com boom happened, websites. Websites were your front. If you didn't have a website, you didn't exist. And then it kind of evolved into social media, which is web one. I guess I should be using these terms. This is why I need to start from the beginning. Web one was websites. Your website was web one. Web two is the social media. These are different iterations of the web, of the internet. Web three is the next generation where you start with content and you have a community. Content is essential. If you don't have content now, the new game, name of the game to stay relevant or be drowned, literally die in the sea of your competitors. If you don't have content, you don't exist. And content is your new face of the business. So it's everything that you, everything that people perceive of you is in your content. What kind of content? This is, again, based on your customer persona. This is another place where ChatGPT kind of plugs in. And ChatGPT is able to give you content ideas if you're stuck, if you're struggling. You give them you give it the customer persona. It has enough data. It's seen data on these kinds of people, and it sees what they're interested in. It gives you a starting point because, again, at the end of the day, nobody knows anything. Marketing is about trying to figure out what sells right now, today, this hour, this minute, through many advanced tools with, like what I was talking about earlier. The one of two ways is data analytics, and then the second is asking your community. There's a third that I was going to mention and I just forgot what it was. It's not conventional. I just thought I'd throw it in there. Wow. I can't remember, but I don't know, but there's different tools to enable you to be able to see exactly what people are interested in buying right now. But in general, that's what ChatGPT can do for you, right? So anyways, just a little bit of a practical glimpse. I haven't talked about, because a lot of the things I just said, they might get refuted by ChatGPT maximalists / enthusiasts, people who are actually well-versed in AI and know all the proper terms. I'm just talking about from the standpoint of a marketer. This has cut so much time for me. It saved me a lot of time because a lot of the times I have the bigger picture and I don't know how to synthesize a lot of this stuff. I don't know where to begin. There's a step-by-step process. Where do I go? What's step one? What's the first content idea? Should I make content around what is web one? Which question should I be answering? So where's ChatGPT right now? The only clause I have to say is before recently, ChatGPT only was trained on data up to November 2021. For many reasons, I actually won't get into them. I just think it's pretty self-explanatory. It's a lot of data, so you got to pause at some point and process it all. I think it's going to be updated and up to date, which are the same thing. I'm just speaking in gibberish. That update should be out either today or within the next week or so. And it's unclear if that's going to be available to people paying for ChatGPT. The thing is, the other thing, you should pay for ChatGPT Plus. There's a ChatGPT Business Edition that it's coming out, but I really think that Plus encompasses everything. You get the newer, you get the newer version of ChatGPT, the engine running behind it, because the free version has 3.5. The new version has 4.0. is GPT 4.0, the engine running ChatGPT. So ChatGPT, in essence, the TLDR, it's for executives, for managers, to be able to bring into meaningful words the big idea that you have, the product idea, the service idea, the what, the kind of the how, the bigger picture, the different trends, the different patterns you're seeing. It's there to synthesize it for you. And so you don't waste that mental power. It's created for that. I mean, I don't know if it's created for that, but it solves a lot of business challenges. Anyways, that's it on that. So now that brings me to what Elon Musk is doing with Grok. So apparently Grok is a reference to Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. I haven't seen Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. I want to at some point. I will. But the concern that a lot of people had with ChatGPT, which I still use, I think it's just, why use anything else? It just works. It's free. The Plus version is worth the money. ChatGPT is apparently, it's woke, it's biased, and all these different words that people have been attaching to it. And Elon Musk, being the person that he is, a lot of people see him as freedom, you know, liberation kind of for the people kind of guy. That's the persona he has. I have my own opinion on that, whether he is or not. But my observation is that a lot of people see him as like the good guy. He's the white knight. And so an AI alternative to ChatGPT from him is seen as something that's, you know, I don't know, maybe they're not going to track their data as much as they don't like ChatGPT tracking their data. It's going to be a little more free thinking. I don't know. So he's coming up with that alternative. And there was an article that I can reference these articles that I was looking at, because I wanted to explain ChatGPT in a practical sense, what it can fill in the gaps for. It can come up with anything that is language-based. Any copy, it can write you a document. It can write you a text-based spreadsheet that you can copy-paste into Excel. It can do anything, and I mean anything. Use your brain. People always ask me, you know, what does that mean? What is anything? Like, it means when you're in an executive position and there's a lot of mundane work and there's stuff that you don't want to do that's text-based, anything that has to do with text, with language, it can do. It can write you an email. And there are ways to integrate this and automate it, but it's the baseline. chat.openai.com. Not a sponsored post. The other useful tool is Bing AI. So a lot of people, let me back it up. What's the legality around this? AI generated photos. I think the way that the Supreme Court worded it, and look this up, don't quote me on this, this just happened maybe a few years ago when the whole AI boom and buzz was happening. The Supreme Court announced that AI-generated photos can't be copyrighted, or you can't hold intellectual property over AI-generated photos. What does that mean? You can create AI-generated photos now, and you can just use those, especially as a startup, especially as somebody who's in a professional executive marketing role, where you just need to come up with something very quickly, just to either show your client a sketchy mock-up of the creative that you're thinking about before you even spend a dime on having your artists come up with something, your copywriters. I know copyright's just kind of like the cherry on top, but before any of that, you need to fail as cheaply as possible, I guess is the best way to put it. you need to test a design and see what people think. You need to see what the client thinks before you go ahead and you spend the money. How incredible is that, that we have technology like that? So Bing AI, Bing as in Microsoft Edge is in Microsoft's Bing. So which it's only available on Edge as last I checked. You can ask Bing to come up with an image for you. So anything. Let's say cartoon, happy-go-lucky boy, blonde hair, walking with his Nintendo Switch 2 along the side of the street next to a coffee shop. Maybe that's somehow the creative that you wanted to test and see if the client liked it. Maybe because you're advertising the Nintendo Switch 2. It can just come up with a basic sketch, and it'll be able to do it in a way that is meaningful. It makes sense because you're not an artist. If you're in an executive role, I mean, so few of you are, but at the end of the day, most of the time you're gonna outsource that. You're gonna use your employee to make that. Maybe you're gonna commission it, as an outsource. So. What was the other point with that? Oh, the other point with that is so with Bing AI, you can also do that in ChatGPT now. And that would be ChatGPT Plus. There's the integration with DALL-E now, because I think that's what Bing AI is plugged into as well. The actual program creating the images is DALL-E. And that's also an OpenAI product or service, really. So now that brings me to this article. So it says ChatGPT can now access up-to-date information. So this is as per BBC. This is in Tech News. This came out to September 27th. Okay. I mean, it looks like it came out a little while ago. So it said previously trained only using data up to September 2021. So like I said, let me see. It could be about misinformation by bad actors. Yeah, people were talking about misinformation and it giving false information and all that. So this, you know, hopefully we'll mitigate a little bit of that. So OpenAI also released a statement on Twitter that said, our new model GPT-4 Turbo. And by model, that's the engine I was telling you about, the engine behind the, So right now, if you pay for ChatGPT Plus, you get GPT-4 the engine. So you get a better ChatGPT. It supports more characters. That's really cool. Oh, more higher context. So I know there's a lot of layers to this. I'm just saying this for fun, right? ChatGPT Plus has the ability for you to add context. So context is giving it literally what that means, context. You can tell the chat that you're in with ChatGPT context so that it remembers and has context on what you're talking about. So in the context box, if you put something like, I have this business, blah, 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 it's making this much money, I have this many, this is my customer persona. So now anytime you ask a question in that chat, it already has that context. It'll answer your questions based on that. So it looks like you can add greater context now. Let me see. Multimodal. So the other buzzword in AI in large language models right now is multimodal. And that means that it can output multiple things. So it says GPT-4 Turbo with Vision, DALL-E 3, which is that image generator I was telling you about, and text to speech. Oh, that's crazy. That's awesome that they're bringing that in now. This was just announced yesterday, actually. So, well, more functionality. Again, if you have an idea and you want to bring it to your client, you want to show it to your boss, and you're in a position like that, or if you're a startup and you want to come up with something for investors, some sort of pitch deck, some sort of I don't know what you call it, like a dream board. I don't know. That's not the right term. This is the cheapest way to fail. This is the cheapest way to show somebody something. This is the cheapest road to an MVP, is what I'm trying to say. I had another article. The real SBF stood up. Oh, so SBF got Sam Bankman freed. He got charged guilty on all accounts for the FTX stuff that happened. I don't know how long ago now. Maybe a year ago. November 2nd. Looks like November 2nd. Maybe. I don't know. Or no, I'm sorry. That was when he got convicted this year. I think it was 2021 to 2022. So maybe he late 2020, early 2022, I think is when this whole thing went down. But anyways, he got, I'm going to give you the oversimplified version of what the biggest scam in the United States ever, what happened. He basically, there was an FTX, which is a cryptocurrency exchange. It's kind of like a stock trading platform, but on there, you can buy, sell crypto on there, different types. The main ones, Bitcoin, Ethereum, Solana, etc. And you can exchange those between each other. So you can exchange 10 Solana for 0.0001 Bitcoin or whatever the equivalent is. So they created their own coin. And a lot of people do this. FTX created their own FTX coin. The problem was, they pulled this value out of thin air. They didn't have the money to back it up. And again, gross oversimplification of what happened. So when people tried to sell out, too many people, they realized that that FTX didn't have the money to back it up. And they went out of business. So that's the gross oversimplification. There's a lot more that happened, and that's not really like super accurate, but it gives you a basic concept of kind of what happened, what you can do with crypto, how people get scammed. So that's a little bit on that, right? And I do want to say people oftentimes, I was trying to justify how to say this, people oftentimes say that crypto's a scam. I don't think people realize that in the same way that FTX just pulled that value out of thin air for their coin, the government does this. They pull the value for the US dollar out of thin air. The US dollar is worth as much as it is because the government says that it is. There is no other reason that this is the case. There were a couple other things that I wanted to cover, but I guess I'm just going to kind of make this centered around AI today. In general, I'm going to do these more often. I want to make these a little more casual. I had this whole intro that I used to do before. I want to get straight to the point. This is supposed to be useful, concise information for executives, applicable knowledge and wisdom and stuff that you can use today. Like right now, like as I'm talking, you can go to your computer and start typing this stuff in and start using it. Because I've been using this stuff. I've been using this stuff. But next time I think I'll talk about the Hollywood Web3 revolution. What else? I was going to mention Grok a little more. There was something else I was going to mention about it. I can't remember. The Grok. So that's the AI alternative. There was something interesting that he was saying about Grok. Oh, here we go. In 2 months, Musk is... No, I don't think this is it. There was a unique value proposition I thought I saw, and I can't see it now. Maybe something that has to do with Twitter integration. Where is it? Well, I will say it's under XAI. So that's interesting in and of itself. I think that's just interesting to just know. So maybe under the conglomerate X company. So it's an AI venture. So anyway. That's it for today. That's it for now. If you found this useful, please give me a rating on the podcast with what exactly you found it useful from this, what you would like to hear from this. Again, this is supposed to be applicable knowledge and wisdom, advice that you can use right now to improve either processes in your day-to-day or strategies in your marketing or things to make your business more efficient, make you more efficient, time efficient, save time. And to know and be up to date with what is the latest and greatest in internet technology. So that's Web3 Talks. That is now Web Talks. I got to get that right. You've been listening to Web Talks. My name is Caleb. Make sure to Again, leave a rating. If you're looking to make sense of the insanity that is the web, go to web3insanity.com. But until next time, long live Web3.